We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Head out now on the WadeFord.com hotline. He has the best college football annual that comes out every year. It's Phil Steele, our guest on the WadeFord.com hotline. Phil, really appreciate the time this morning.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Phil, what's up?
We are doing great. I got to ask you, Phil, doesn't the magazine normally come out a little bit earlier than June 27th? It seems to me I normally have it like early June.
You know, it used to, I would say about 4 or 5 years ago I did, and then there was just so much happening right at the start of or May, even towards the end of May, that I like to send it out to the printer June 1st. We've done that the last 3 years, and we capture all the latest things. We didn't get Bob Stoops in there, but he is on the electronic version. But we do capture everything that happens in May, and I think it gives us a big advantage. You'll read the other magazines. You'll see a lot of players that aren't on the team anymore, and we catch them all after the coaches do their post-spring exit interviews.
Yeah, and Phil, as you know, the great publisher of this phenomenal college football magazine that we all have to have, timing is everything, and you have to wait, and you have to manage and balance when to wait, and you also got to get it on the stands and make that money. All right, let's dive in with some questions here. I'm a Malik Zaire fan. I see the upside of him. I enjoyed him and his athleticism and his zip and his wiggle and his vision and his strong arm at Notre Dame. It was a small sample, though. And all I'm saying, Phil, is that I think Malik Zaire is going to be a factor. I don't know if he's going to beat out Felipe Franks, but I feel like fans are dissing Malik Zaire. They really don't think it's a factor at all. They think this job is Felipe Franks. I think it's more of a competition, but of course I'm on the outside. What's your read on it?
Yeah, I think it's a competition, but I think in the long run, I would give right now the edge to Zaire to win the job, because I think when you look at the surrounding cast that they have, they've got the best set of running backs they've had in years, the best set of receivers they've had in years, the best offensive line in years, and the problem with Florida the last couple of seasons actually has been offense. They really haven't had a lot of it. I think Zaire comes in and would give them an upgrade there, and you know, let's not discount Luke Del Rio either. If he comes back healthy, he'd have a shot, but at the moment, I'd give it a 51-49 to Zaire winning the job.
We got Phil Steele with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If I read correctly, Georgia is number 9 in your preseason rankings. Is that high as opposed to where everybody else is thinking about Georgia?
Yeah, no, I do not have Georgia number 9 in my preseason ranking. So I'm not sure where you got that one from, but I've actually picked Georgia second in the East this year. I think they may be the preseason favorites to win the East when the SEC media votes, but I went with the Florida Gators as number 1. I've got the Gators number 9 in the country.
Maybe I just read that wrong. My mistake.
Yeah, no problem.
Interesting. So, and you would admit, we have the great Phil Steele on the WadeFord.com hotline. Look for his great magazine coming out later on this month. Phil, John and I had a conversation yesterday about who should have higher expectations, Georgia to win the SEC East or Georgia Tech to win the ACC Coastal. What says you to that?
Higher expectations I definitely would give to Georgia. You're looking at 7 returning starters on offense, Jacob Eason, Nick Chubb, Sony Michel in the backfield, a solid offensive line, and then top about 10 starters back on defense, and Kirby Smart calling the shots there. Like I said, they're probably going to be, when the SEC media votes, the preseason favorite to win that division. Now, with Georgia Tech, you know, I look at that division, and Miami of Florida, to me, is the best team there. Miami's loaded, especially up front on that defensive front 7. And every year, they do extremely well against the Georgia Tech option, I think. And plus, they have a bye the week before playing them. I mean, once again, a lot of folks have a bye the week before playing Georgia Tech. Happens every year, which is an advantage when you're taking on the option offense. So I've got Georgia Tech finishing in the middle of the pack in their division. I've got Georgia finishing second in the East. So I'm going to go with Georgia as the answer to your question.
Phil, one of the interesting things with Bob Stoops retiring, 4 active coaches now have national championships, and I know a lot of people have discussed this. Do you have any idea or any inkling who you think will be the next coach to break through and win a national title?
You know, I'm going to throw a name out at you. It's got an excellent shot to do it this year, and it's not one of your longtime head coaches that you're thinking of. But I'm going to go with Clay Helton at USC. And remember, this Clay Helton was hired. They opened up 1-3 last year. They had the 52-6 loss to Alabama. The only question out there was not, will Clay Helton be replaced? It's who is going to be the next head coach at USC? 9 wins later, you get to the end of last season. I don't think anybody in the country wanted to play USC. Remember, they went on the road, dominated Washington 26-13, and probably dominated that game more than the final score would indicate. You look at the talent they have coming back this year, including Sam Darnold, who could be very well be the first pick in next year's draft, loaded in every area. That young defensive line has grown up. They're going to be favored in all 12 games this year. I think USC makes the playoffs. And if you look at the other teams I have making the playoffs this year, all have coaches that have won a national title. So I'm going to go with Clay Helton at USC as having the best shot for a guy that hasn't won the title yet.
Phil Steele joining us, the Midday Show with Rick and John here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So a moment ago, Phil, you mentioned about UGA and kind of in passing that they're going to have a solid offensive line. I agree. They've got a nice cluster of receivers. They've got good tight ends. You've got Jacob Eason year two. And a good guy behind him in Fromm. You've got the stud backs, best set of backs in the country. But the offensive line, to me, the offensive line last year, Phil, as you know, was not even close to good enough. So I don't know that it's going to be that much better this year. So you just said that you think UGA's offensive line will be, quote-unquote, solid. Sell me on the O-line.
Well, first of all, as you mentioned, they underperformed my expectations last year. I thought coming into last season, with 98 career starts coming back, they'd have an outstanding offensive line, but they didn't produce that way last year. Now, they lose a couple of guys off the line, but I'm sort of looking at the fact that they've almost got to be improved. They lose 120 career starts this year. They only have 46 back. I have them rated my number 48 offensive line in the country. So it's not great. It's not one of my top 25 offensive lines, but I do think that they'll have a little bit more potential. Generally, when you see an offensive line underperform like that one year, they come back the next year and play a little bit better.
Phil, what do you think the loss of Bob Stoops will do to Oklahoma this year?
I don't think it's going to affect them this year. When I look at Oklahoma, I see a team that Bob Stoops took them through the spring practice. All the players were there, and they've got some talented players. Baker Mayfield, the QB. You look at that offensive line. They've got the best offensive line in the country. Their defense underperformed a little last year. Tons of talented players coming back. Their offensive coordinator, Lincoln Riley, back. He's now, of course, the head coach, but still the offensive coordinator. Defensive coordinator, Mike Stoops, back. So all the pieces are still in place, even taking Bob Stoops out of the equation. I talked to Gil Prant 3 years ago, and he was talking to me about Lincoln Riley and what an up-and-coming head coach he was. And then he gets a job at Oklahoma, and now here he is as the head man. So I don't think it's going to affect him this year. We'll see what kind of effect it has in future years. But I'm a Lincoln Riley fan, and I think the pieces are still together there.
I love it, man. Phil Steele, college football writer and analyst. He has the Bible coming out later this month. Check it out on newsstands everywhere. He's on the WadeFord.com hotline. Phil, I think that Bob Stoops got ricked. Okay, you know how Rick got dumped by Georgia after 15 years. You know, great guy, good coach, all that kind of stuff, but it got stale. I think this is more of a force out than a retirement. I think there's more fishiness going on than a guy who's just done coaching. And I do believe that Bob Stoops will coach somewhere else. So that's my opinion. Phil, what do you think about that angle of this?
I do think he'll probably end up coaching somewhere else. I'm not sure why he left. I do talk to Coach Stoops every year. He's been at Oklahoma. Didn't get to talk to him this spring. So if I miss him in the spring, we usually catch up in the summertime. I really had no inkling that this was on the way. So I'm not sure exactly what caused it. You could say that. Maybe there was inclinations of saying, hey, we need to keep Lincoln Riley around. We want him to be head coach eventually. And maybe Bob Stoops said, hey, the heck with it. If you guys want Lincoln Riley so much, I'll just leave now. I'm not sure what exactly happened there, but it'll be interesting. I think it'll be okay, though, for Oklahoma this year.
Phil Steele with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick and I were just talking, Phil, about teams outside of the favorites that could crash the playoffs. Who do you have as a sleeper team, maybe outside of the top 10 or top 20, that can make a move this year?
You know, done a pretty good job picking the surprise teams. Last year I had the Washington Huskies coming off a 7-6 season as my number one surprise team. And they, of course, made the playoffs last year. This year, my number one surprise team, a team that's not going to be in the top 10 at the start of the year, is the Florida Gators. I think when you look at Florida, their defense got all banged up last year. That gained them a lot of experience. It'll help them out this season. It's their best offense they've had in years. And this was, I was thinking Zaire was going to go there, but wasn't sure when we sent the magazine to the press. But I still like the Gators either way, no matter who's the QB. And then you look at their schedule this year. Remember, they were supposed to play LSU on the road this year, but since they faced them on the road last year, they only have three SEC road games, and those games are against Kentucky, Missouri, and South Carolina. All the other games are in the swamp with the exception of Georgia, and then they play Michigan in a neutral site, but Michigan's one of the least experienced teams in the country, and they play them week one. That's when you want to play an inexperienced team. I could see the Gators potentially running the table this year. Another team to throw out at you, though, the Miami of Florida Hurricanes. They do play Florida State early in the season. I just love great defensive front sevens. They got Coach Cool up front, tons of talented athletes. Remember, their linebacking core last year was all what I call VHT, or very highly touted freshmen. Those guys are all now sophomores. Their only question mark really is the quarterback position. I think they'll get that solved. And I think Miami's going to be in the ACC title game, which would put them one step away from making the playoffs.
Wendy Adams is our producer today. She's happy about the Florida tout. John Michaels is a Kane, named his child Kane. You're making people very happy here in the Kia Studios. Phil Steele, I got one more for you. Whose offseason hype is more legit, UGA or Auburn?
I'm going to go with Auburn, and part of that's due to the schedule. When you look at Georgia's schedule this year, they do have to play Notre Dame on the road week two. I'm going to let you know I have Notre Dame as one of my most improved teams of the country. They have to play Tennessee on the road. They have to play Florida in Jacksonville. And they have to play Auburn on the road as well. And when I look at Auburn, yeah, I know Jarrett Stidham is getting the same type of publicity that Jeremy Johnson got a couple years ago, but I don't think we're going to see the Jeremy Johnson effect here. I think Stidham will have a good year. He's got Petway and Johnson in the backfield. They have an offensive line that can really move the folks around. And defensively, Auburn's got a good portion of that defense back from last year, seven returning starters. All eight units rank in my top units in the front of the magazine, including my number seven rated special teams. And when you look at Auburn this year, yes, they have to play Clemson on the road. They have to play LSU on the road. And they've lost, I believe, seven in a row in Death Valley. But they get that big game against Alabama at home. I think if Alabama's going to lose a game in the SEC this year, it will be the Iron Bowl. I picked Auburn second in their division.
Real quick, Phil, you kind of alluded to who you have in the playoffs, but Clay Helton and USC, and who are the other three?
Well, I'm going way out of the box here, guys. How about Alabama? Is that a shocker?
Shocking.
And I'm also going to go with Ohio State, a team that was the least experienced team in the country last year, and they basically have everybody back this year. And then Florida State. I was talking to Coach Jimbo Fisher last summer after the magazine had come out, and then I usually spend like an hour, hour and a half talking to the coaches, going over every player of their team. And every time we got to the end of a position, Coach Fisher would say, boy, are we going to be good next year. Well, next year's here for Florida State. The only reason I don't have them higher is they play some really brutal games this season. They have to open up with Alabama. They have to play Clemson on the road this year, and they also have to play Florida on the road this year. But I think Florida State's got a chance, and I've got them making the playoffs and winning at least two of those three games.
Phil, really appreciate it. Thanks, Phil. You on as we get closer to the season.
Hey, sounds good. A lot of fun talking football with you guys this morning. By the way, the trucks are here. The magazines are going out. If you can't wait for the newsstands June 27th, go to philsteele.com or call our offices at 866-918-7711. Order today. We'll ship them out priority mail today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.